What's up, guys? I know it's been a while. I feel like it's been so long, honestly. I have been dilly-dallying. Obviously, I have not been on here, but I want to say hi if you're listening. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you, and I value your opinion greatly. So definitely follow me on Instagram, Filipina Vlogs, FilipinaVlogz. And DM me just like things that you think would work out for us, for me to talk about. I kind of want to give you a life update, but the title of this episode is called Never Let Them Know Your Next Move. Expect the Unexpected. Honestly, I think it's going to be Expect the Unexpected. That's better. Because let me tell you, I think people can change. I think they can, but also I think that they can't. So, you know, it's funny. I feel like I really like, oh, I did not cut this one. I was cutting my nails so that I would have, sometimes I just like to be able to type better. So like I cut my nails because my nails will be too long. So I'm cutting them so you might hear them. Is that weird? I don't think so. I don't think it's weird. Maybe it's weird that I'm doing it right now live, but I make that bitch look nice, you know, nice and curved, nice and short so it can type better. But anyways, so yeah. Expect the unexpected. I'm gonna say that I had an experience recently. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Because I feel like I talk about my experiences a lot and people tend to think that like I'm being weird about it. It's weird because I have this thing with mouth. Like obviously you guys know. I have this thing with oral. I love oral. Honestly, if I'm with a person that doesn't like to give me oral, you know what's worse is that like I'll be in a situation and I'll be afraid to ask, but I feel like they know because I'll be like, you know what I want. You know, I don't really have to say it. I love oral. So I was in the situation. I took a Benadryl, guys. So hopefully after this episode I'm gonna fall right to sleep. Good night. But I do be feeling like a little high after, you know, after having sex or after making out. After making out, I feel like I get high. I do. I definitely do. But anywho. So I was in this situation and I was high as hell. And when I'm high as fuck, I'm telling you, I literally just want to fuck the shit out of the person that I'm with. I do. But sometimes I just don't be saying it. You know, sometimes I'll just be like super like conservative about it. But in reality, I'm like, oh. And I wrote this song. And, ugh, man, bro. I was blessed with being able to sing, being able to like record onto a track, and I am telling you right now, insane shit, hearing your voice play on a track. It's crazy, especially like lyrics that you've made. Like I didn't make the beat, but my friend who is a DJ, shout out to Slank, is amazing, is literally so cool as fuck. And I was talking and having a conversation with somebody and they were like, obviously it feels very different because you're now the person that's on the mic. You've always been, you know, helping, you've always been supporting other people that have been on the mic, you know, not like they're supporting you singing on it. And I was like, yeah, that's true. And I don't know, I feel like the motivation is definitely like when you're like motivated yourself and you have like a person that really like believes in you, is, or like having friends like believe in your voice, it's insane. Like, I showed some of it to somebody and they were like, bro, you sound so beautiful, like you sound so good. And I was just like, this makes my heart so happy. Like, it makes me so happy because I feel like expect the unexpected, right? Obviously, like, and also being like in a zone like that, like you just feel like high off life, you know? Like, making music in general is like, it's like dopamine fix. That's why I feel like a lot of people that are musicians, they just go like, this is fucking crazy, this is insane, like I'm so, I don't know, my heart was beating so fast and I was just like, oh my god, this is crazy, this is so wild. He told me to talk and I was like, okay, I don't know what to say, you know, I don't know what to talk about. And it's like a little synopsis of the song, you know, like basically we know what the song's about, but you can tell us a little bit about it. And that's just like how speech is. So that's why I'm saying being an oralist, being somebody that likes sound, being somebody that likes to hear. I do have a praise kink, but I also have like a degrading kink. Not like degrading per se, but like for them, for the person. So like if they say like, that's right, you're my slut, you know, like that stuff. That's right, slut. Like, I don't know. I'm so, I feel so weird talking about this now because I feel like I'm too adult for this, but I'm not. It's only been, I've had this podcast for like 3 years. So like now I'm just talking about like my life in general, and I feel like people who listen will know exactly who I'm talking about, or they won't know exactly who I'm talking about. So anywho, you have your ways of finding out, I'm sure. If you know me in person, you will definitely know who I'm talking about, or you might not, which is fine. It's perfectly fine. But I've been blessed with a very, very good life, and I cannot deny it. I cannot deny it. But some things are unexpected. So, you know, I like, I was in the process of doing something, right? And obviously I told you at the very beginning that I like oral, right? So I like oral. This person like flips me over and starts eating me from the back, and I did not expect it. And let me tell you, that shit feels good. It feels amazing. And honestly, I want every single person to feel that. I've also felt, you know, just insane amounts of pleasure from that. Sometimes it's not enough to come, but I can tell you that when I do come, like most girls, I'm not saying like most girls come, but when they do actually, like from oral, because I know that it's from oral mostly, your legs start to shake uncontrollably. My legs just out like a light, bro. I can't. And sometimes it's, you know, I feel bad for somebody that, you know, sometimes I feel weird because I'll be like, this is taking forever, this is taking too long, and it really has nothing to do with the person, but it has, obviously, if you've listened to one of my episodes that talk about mind for orgasms, like you literally like have to be in the right mindset in order to orgasm, unless you think this person is so hot like all the time, like you just think they're so hot or they feel so good. Like, I'm not gonna lie and say that I think that my head game is good, but I think that like in general, I think if you come very fast from somebody or they feel very good, it's because, like, you know that they feel good. You know, like, I don't know how to explain it. Your dick will get harder for somebody that you like. Or your... Which is true. It is so true. Or it won't. Or it just... It won't. I don't know. Sucks. Anyways, expect the unexpected. Bro, I'm getting so tired. I think, like, I could give you some advice, though, if you're listening this far. Somebody told me about the cough drop trick, and I think I really want that to be done to me. But I also want... obviously, this is another thing. I feel like... So, I recently talked to somebody. I'm not going to say their name or anything, but I talked to them, and I talked about... They talked about their girlfriend. Or their ex-girlfriend. I don't fucking know. They talked about, you know, somebody that they were talking to. Or they were with. And... I'm gonna bring this up in this episode because expect the unexpected, right? This girl was cheating on him with some dude, whatever. And she said to him, like, word for word, this is what he said to me, is what she said. Hey, also, like, you don't know this person. If you're listening and you think you know this person, you fucking don't. So anyways, so I'm gonna continue with the story because I didn't say their names and you don't know them. So anyways, so this person goes, what? Don't you think I deserve what you can't give me and somebody else? And then I said that to my friend, like one of my best friends, and she was like, yeah, period. I was like, but now we know why she cheated. And I was like, that's insane though. And this person was like, I'm just not very affectionate. And I was like, that's so fucking weird. Like, I just think that's so weird. When you like somebody, why wouldn't you show affection to them in any way? Like, I just don't get it. Like, clearly, and if you don't like them, I really hope that you, like, tell them that you don't like them. I feel like sometimes with people that are like that, you just don't know. So you're always in a constant, like, fight or flight mode because you're like, do they actually like me? Because it doesn't seem like they actually like me, and I'm not fucking with the fact that they don't like me. And because I like affection, I like lots of affection, if I'm gonna be honest, and I don't like not having it. Like, I like cuddles, and I like being told that I'm beautiful, and I like being told that I'm amazing, and all of the things. Okay, like, I like flowers, I like good night texts, and I like good morning text. I like texts in general. Like, I just don't get it. I just don't get where people forget about the affection part. Like, and so, okay, so he's like, they're like, she's like, whatever, they're like, yes, well, you know, I think that was, like, one of the problems. And I was like, yeah, I know, because I've had a problem like that. Like, I wanted to be called cute nicknames. You know, I found that, like, and the reason why is because I like words of affirmation. It's an oralist thing. I like being told that. I like being said it. I like the phone being answered by babe or, like, baby or, like, cutie or angel fucking fuckface. I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, just like something cute, not something mean. But if you can be mean with your partner, then that's fucking dope as fuck too. Clearly you guys are very comfortable with each other, but like, I don't know, I know that recently, like, oh man, I'm gonna talk about this and it's gonna sound so mean. Like, it's gonna sound so mean, but like, you know, everybody has, like, their boundaries, so, like, I can't, like, be mad at it, but I am, but I'm not that mad, like, I don't know how to explain it, like, one time, I was in the situation, and the situation was, I was with this person, and I, like, really, I don't know, in other situations I've been in where I've said this, it just wasn't a big deal, you know, because they usually just give me... They usually just come over and, like, give me attention. So, I'm gonna tell you the situation, and you're gonna tell me if I was being bad. And I was, you know, it is bad. I'm not gonna lie. I honestly, like, and I need somebody to, like, tell me that, hey, Amanda, you should probably should never speak to this. You should probably get over this. You know, you should stop. And I need somebody to slap that into me. I need somebody to like be very, very cordial with me and say, hey, clearly this person does not like you, does not like being around you. They do not care about you. Like, you're literally like nothing. I need to be told that but I did say this situation. I hung out with this person, or like I was, you know, it's figment, it didn't happen, but let's say if you were in a situation like this, okay, and just tell me what you would do. So this person's playing video games, which is fine, that's fine, playing video games. I am wanting to cuddle, okay? Like, that is the number one thing for me. Like, I think I just love touch. I do. Like, I really do love touch. I love being touched. I do. I love being cuddled. I can't even fathom the fact that people in this world do not cuddle other people. Or like if you have an animal, there's a reason why you have an animal, you know? Like, you like being cuddled. There's like, you do. Like, I like it. So he said, oh man, I want to be cuddled, or some shit like that. And they're like, it's my time and I can do whatever I want with my time. And I couldn't get mad because they were right. So I know I said that to somebody and they were like, I think I would have cried. And I was like, I didn't cry. I just knew better, you know, like I just knew that, like, and so then I felt trapped. And it sounds so weird, but I did. I felt like trapped inside this little box, and I was like, oh, I can't ask for that. I can't ask for that. That's not good. And I like that. So I was like, man, when I think about it, like, more heavily, I think, oof, I can't do that. And I understand, because you can't like expect that of every person. You can't. And you know, eventually, you know, I got cuddles, but it's not the same. You know, I was told recently too, they're like, I don't want you to do something you don't want to do. If you don't want to do it, then that's like, that defeats the purpose. I want you to want to do it. And I was like, you're so right. And it's so sad. I don't want to cry, but it's so sad to think about it. Like, yeah, I do want them. And you like, oh man, I think about this and I get so upset at myself, because I know that I shouldn't be sad, because there's so much more to life. There is. Like, I feel very blessed, and I feel like I say it a lot, but I do feel very blessed. And I think that if you are to relate to that, or you know somebody in a situation that is like that, I kind of want to tell you that you probably like need to, you know, obviously you need to set boundaries clearly with yourself, because like your time is valuable. And I feel like sometimes I forget about that, and I know that my time is very valuable, and I spend it with people that I care about. And if it's not really reciprocated and they don't really want to spend time with me like I want to spend time with them, then clearly, like, I don't serve a purpose in their life. I know that one person I'm friends with, they're leaving, and I feel so sad, but I feel like any time that we've ever tried to like hang out or like talk, they've made it a point where they're like, I'm finding time to like come see you, and we're gonna hang out, and it's gonna happen, and you don't have to worry. And that's just friendship. So like, if it's somebody that you're like trying to date or somebody that you're talking to, oof, maybe you deserve the best. You do. Man, sometimes I look at pictures and I go, oh my god, I used to look like that. Anyway, I feel like I've talked a lot today and I'm getting tired. My foot's literally asleep. But I'm just saying that that situation, hopefully that doesn't happen to you. But if it does, just so you know, that person has every right to be like, this is my time too. Like, I have my time. And then there's time for cuddles and there's not time for cuddles. I mean, people deserve to have their space. And I know that, like, I feel as a fearful, avoidant person. I'm trying more to be, like, secure. So, like, that's why I don't think I reacted as badly as I could have reacted in that situation. And I think that sometimes you need to cry it out, but not in front of that person. And it has nothing to do, it has, yeah, something to do with what they said, but honestly, it has nothing to do with them, because why, like, they clearly didn't care about your feelings in that minute, so, like, why would it matter to them if you told them? That sounds shitty, but it's true. Like, I mean, I feel like you can come up with things and say to somebody, like, hey, this makes you, like, they say, that's very healthy for you to tell somebody, hey, that made me feel very upset. And, you know, I think it's healthier to, like, tell them, yeah, I made you very upset. But also, like, if they know, if, like, you know that they're clearly, like, not into you. I know my friends, like, bro, they're not into you. They're just not. Like, people don't do that to people that they like. They don't do that to people that they love. Like, people don't do that shit. And I'm like, oh, okay. Clearly I need to be slapped in the face a couple times before I, like, realize that I deserve someone not doing that to me. But anyways, so I hope that you have lots of sex. I hope that somebody sweeps you off your feet. I hope your foot doesn't fall asleep like mine just did. But also, like, expect the unexpected. Like, I feel like I still expect, like, really good from this person or from people that I meet or talk to, and I expect, like, exceptional things, because I think a lot of people are very interesting, and I think that they have a lot to offer the world. And I talked with one of my best friends about, like, she talked about how, like, people are on their own timelines, and I was like, yeah, they are. And, you know, you can't speed up their timeline if they don't know what you know. And I sound so weird to say, but I feel like women usually know exactly like who they love and who they care about, and they, like, put up with a lot of shit and they really don't deserve to. But also, like, then clearly, like, this, you shouldn't waste your time on somebody that doesn't care about you. Like, I post on Instagram sometimes, like, a lot during the day and night, or, like, if I'm feeling some way, I post a lot. And I posted all these quotes, and my cousin actually texted me and was like, why are you so sad, monkey? And I was like, how do you know I'm sad? And he was like, you're literally posting so much shit on your Instagram. Like, I know that you're sad. Like, I know that there's something wrong. And if I'm being honest, it's just like, you can wish so badly. You can. But people, I sound so fucking weird, but you can wish so badly for somebody to be the type of person that wants to be in your life, but they don't have to do anything for you. Like, they don't owe you anything, you know? They can love you from a distance, or you can love them from a distance, and you can do exactly, like, you could do so much, but it's just not gonna matter. Because if you don't matter to them, then, like, it doesn't matter. But also, like, there are people that just don't know how to show their emotions at all. So, like, maybe they do really like you. Maybe they do really care about you. Like, in my friend's case, maybe they care so much about this person, but it just doesn't come across that way because you're not giving them their love language. My love language is gift giving and touch. And words of affirmation. Bro, my love language is all of them. All of them. And I don't want to have to go out of my way to do it all the time. So, like, I feel like let's make a pact. Here, we're going to make a pact together that you and I are both going to make sure that we tend to let other people, let those people that say that they like us, make plans with us. Let's not continuously, like, let's not care about making plans with them. If they wanted to, they would, and they know. So, like, they know. So if this person doesn't want to make plans with you, they don't want to see you, they don't want to talk to you, like, you're gonna know, because they're not gonna make plans with you. You're gonna know that they don't care about you, bro. Like, you're gonna know. So, here I am to tell you that I love you, and I hope that this person reaches out to you, or they don't, and I hope that you get to kiss someone. I hope that love and peace and no war ever happens. But love and peace do. I'm so tired now. But I am so happy that you guys exist, and I am very grateful that you decided to listen today. And again, my name is Amanda, and I'm very appreciative of you listening. I know this is a little long, but if you got it to the end, I want to say thank you. And if you need any advice, or like a shoulder to cry on, or just need somebody to talk to, I got you, girl, or boy, or man, or woman, or whatever. Anybody. You be SpongeBob SquarePants. Anyways, thank you again for listening. I hope you have a wonderful night, morning, afternoon, whenever you listen to this. And mahakita. I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay? Bye.